It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is February 8th. It is Friday. In 1 second, I have to swallow something. Give me a minute. I can't believe the show started. I was getting ready for the show, and all these weird things just start happening out of nowhere this morning. And the funnier part about it was I couldn't believe it. I had questions from someone, and I went to go copy them because it was really long and really dense, and I thought, you know, I could do it. See them. And one of them, it erased itself twice, like just disappeared, because I tried to take out the dream from yesterday and, you know, just make sense of it all. And it happened. I thought, well, maybe I'm not supposed to answer that question. But now that it showed up, it's going to be the first one we take because it's probably really interesting and we don't know what's going on. But it's already the first week of February's gone. Valentine's Day is next week, and everyone's already talking about, you know, who celebrates, who doesn't, who likes it, who doesn't. Everyone has, I guess, an opinion about Valentine's Day and commercial holidays and all that conversation starts coming up. But that's so next week. We'll get to that next week. But today, I have a ton of questions. So here we go, and just hang on. Here's the one that just kept erasing itself. So let's see what was behind it. See, but I don't know how to put things in the language more simply to read in the show. Okay, so we'll start. It's from Maria. And she says, I also have a question for Questions Friday, but didn't know how to put it in the language more simply to read in the show. How to not feel small in front of other people, and see what common things or samenesses we have that unite us or make us important equally to God, despite our differences. If here our souls that are more experienced, denser in light, and others less experienced and need to grow a lot, how to recognize and be aware of a grace that we all have, no matter at what point of growth we are at on earth and life. How do we show respect to those who are bigger than us and also walk away from being looked down on or belittled? In my real life, this person is not in my life. I tried to meet him and apologize if I hurt him, and I wanted to find a way to get along and stay friends. But he told me that he doesn't care about me and doesn't love me, and he doesn't care if he hurt my feelings. Then a bit later, he said that he doesn't want me in his life because he doesn't want to expose himself to my negativity. I left, and we didn't see each other for over a year. And I felt sad and guilt that I didn't find a way to let each other go in a good way. I work with myself, but I haven't found solutions on time, and I lost a friend from my life. I know that sometimes we need to let go of experiences and give ourselves time. The answers can come and not right away, that we need to write to receive them. For reading my email, I hope it can also be useful for the show. If not, that's okay. Much love. That happens a lot in life. We're going to meet people. And some of the people we meet are truly meant to stay in our lives, our entire lifetimes. And there's some people, even their own children, and it's not meant for them to stay around in each other's everyday life or even know each other in some ways where they become estranged. Each situation are different teachers. If something happens in your life, it's meant to happen in your life to teach you what you needed to know or learn. And then when you share what you're learning, because here you're learning that you would like a better kind of breakup. You don't do well with, wow, I was really close to this person and now I'm not at all. Don't see them. After I've seen them every day, imagine seeing them every day. But the bigger thing I'm looking at here is, you know, your response to rejection, and yet you feel love over and above the rejection, and yet you are the one called negative. So that's kind of an interesting, I want to say, dynamic of the whole thing. But if someone is not in your life and they did not care if they hurt your feelings, and they said and think they believe the things that they've said to you, no matter what it was you did, that isn't normally somebody that you can fight for or should fight for to keep in your life. So the bigger thing here is, why are you more worried about him than you are about yourself and the kind of people that you would allow around you? That was your conversation. That's a we don't need to see each other again conversation. And whatever you learned there is to understand that you yourself do not deserve to be anywhere where someone makes you feel bad and tells you you're negative and you're all these things, even though you might be. God knows what happened between you. But just by what you are, a very caring and loving person. So whatever happened between the two of you that brought that conversation to the table is a definite sign that I would not go backwards and fight to bring someone like that back into my life. Because what is going to come out of it for both of you? Because everything needs an energy exchange. And if he's telling you that he no longer wants that energy exchange, then what are you going to do there to do? And sometimes we want to bring people back in because we feel bad and then we want to fix whatever happened. And now I'm going to go back to the first part of your question, how to not feel small in front of other people. I'm going to say this again. I said it earlier this week. Who are the other people that we need to feel small in front of? Sometimes I'll do like really dumb things and go, God, why did I do that? Because I may have been intimidated or something like that, you know, and say, oh my God, I just met, you know, whoever. Or sometimes when I see, like, I know this sounds funny, but it's true. When I see celebrities, when I'm in the same venue with them, but I just happen to see them, I get starstruck every time. Because when you see celebrities, it's not that they're a celebrity that is the big thing. It's that you see them so much that you know who they are and you know all this stuff about them and they don't know anything about you. So it's like lopsided. I've been exchanging energy all along, watching this person in movies, seeing all this stuff, just looking and feeling like I know someone I actually don't know. So I stopped feeling small once I realized that the reason I felt that way was because I just saw them all the time. So they were familiar to me. But I wasn't familiar to them. They didn't see pictures of me everywhere. They don't know that I just broke up with a boyfriend or started a new relationship or broke up after a day or whatever. We read about people. Who are the other people? Aliens that are perfect walking around our earth? No. We are all united as long as we think we are. Everybody I meet now that I've gotten over that whole thing and realized why I was feeling that, I just say, just like me, not any better, not any worse, just like me. And I look at the world that way, whether it was, you know, we just got done remodeling, and whether it was the guys that were here working or the people that are outside or the people that are inside my home or the people I just met, same. Now, my experiences with them are different. Some like to joke, some don't. Some like to talk, some don't. Some like to eat, some don't. Although I don't think I've ever met anyone who didn't like to eat, but eat a lot. And some don't, and all of that. But there is nobody, nobody that we need that you're bigger than us. People have different experience and positions in life and all of that. But you have a position in life, and you have experience and all of that. Just different. So thank you, Christ, for telling me initially that there is no soul more important than another, because I could have asked that very question at that time. Even though I was feeling pretty good in life when I saw Christ, I didn't expect to find out that, you know, I needed a big broom to clean up the way I thought. But he never said you need a big broom and you're wrong and you're doing all this wrong. He just said, the more you get to know yourself, basically the freer we are. And that's true. So bigger, smaller, people may be different. Some people are very aggressive. Some people are very passive. Some people are very passive and aggressive. And they want to push your buttons and they want to put you in your place. And you just say, hey, great. But I don't feel good when I do that. So I'm not going to do that anymore. You just assess as you go on in life. And you meet other people and you feel like you've known them all your life and you can't wait to see them again and you want to talk to them and you can't stop talking to them and it gets cooler and cooler every time, and that's great. And then they move and you don't get to see them all the time and you miss them. But we grow. We're always, always growing. So nobody, you know, bigger. If you hear yourself say that to yourself or feel like, oh my God, but I'm meeting so-and-so. Hey, you know what? Sometimes it's good to be a little nervous before you meet someone. That means you're excited. Why do we have to take that as scared? You know, let your brain know there's a new memo to read. And the new memo says, hey, this is what I look like when I'm excited. Yeah, I'm nervous. Why does nervous have to be negative? I'm a good nervous. I got that, you know, clammy palm thing that's going on. And I like meeting new people. The places I ended up meeting the coolest people were the places in sometimes where I felt like I was too tired to go or I had too much to do. I didn't even know how I was going to take time out of my day to get that kind of dressed up and go. And then I go. And I'm there and I'm present. And I just like, wow. Because for my brain, who loves people and loves the thinking processes and all of that, that's like a kid in a candy store for me. Having a great time. I just, because of logistics, I couldn't find a way there. And I try to go when I can to meet people or to do things. I try, but sometimes I just can't. And now I live kind of in LA, but a little bit outside of the main things. And so there's one road in and one road out. So if that one road is closed, I can't go anywhere. but in a way that's a safety net for me to keep me on task as well. So just know who you are. I get to appreciate who I am. As I tell you how much I love people, I start to appreciate who I am, because I am someone too. We all are someone. We all have a gift. We all have things we like to share. That in mind, every time your ego sneaks in there and tries to convince you how small you are. I've been there. I thank God I could see that I've been there, because that means that I'm not there anymore. And I'm glad you asked the question, because that was the second time this week we had that question. One was when we were talking on Relationship Wednesday. So just be who you are. And being who you are just means seeing who you are wherever you're at. And say, wow, my soul gets to experience this now. And I get to experience that now. And talk to yourself in a way that pulls you out of the boxes we are in, we were taught to be in, we were taught to feel small, we were taught that people were better than us, we were taught that people knew more than us, and that really took us down a path we don't want to be. So don't be it. Go back to that fork in the road. You can switch it up. No one said we can't. And we know how to walk backwards. You just walk backwards and say, hey, I don't want to do that anymore. End that. And keep saying that until you get back to the fork in the road. And then when you get back there, just tell yourself, I have nothing in my life. At least what I have in my life, I know I want in my life. And then build your world. Because there can be a different world where you're not around people that make you feel small, because they know that they can get away with it. Because people, this is from Dr. Phil, and I can't believe how much I've said it, and I don't even watch Dr. Phil anymore, and I know he's still on, and one of my nieces works on his show, but he said, we teach people how to treat, come in accepting ourselves. People will accept you. And if you go in saying, oh, but I'm not as good as you, but just be prepared to be completely taken advantage of in one way or another. Because that's what you just set up. Or I'm not that great, or I'm not really good at this, or I'm not really this, and I'm not really that. And then this whole list of lack of self-confidence shows up at their door. And so when they think of you, they think of you the way you think of you, because you just showed them how to think of you, how you want to be treated. And then allow yourself to be treated that way. And when you don't know what to say and someone compliments you about anything, instead of saying, oh, no, da-da-da-da-da, whatever you have to say, say thank you and then be quiet. Don't backtrack. Don't take away because you are uncomfortable, or you will stay uncomfortable in that position. Learn to say thank you and just be quiet. That was the hardest one. I don't allow myself to do it, but I was probably the quickest to take away anything nice anyone said to me. I couldn't even handle it. And sometimes even now, someone says, and I catch myself before I open my mouth to reciprocate any kind of conversation, and I just tell myself to breathe, and it works. We have been so heavily taught that we need to be giver, 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 and not receiving. And it has turned us into these lopsided people who honestly just did not know how to accept ourselves. When Christ told me your job is to bridge people's souls back to them. And I said, what people and why and what does that mean? How much we did not know what we did not know. That's how far deep we were into that world of reality on self-care. Self-care used to mean deplete yourself and do everything for everyone else to be loved. Self-care now means take care of you so that you can be everywhere else, so that you can be present, so that you too can enjoy your life. Because when your ducks are in a row, you learn to put the ducks in the row around you. Cannot give what we do not have. If there's any gift any of us give to ourselves in this lifetime, it's to be present within ourselves, to ourselves. And how do we do that? You know, just be real to yourself. Hey, I do like that. Hey, I don't like that. Hey, I will participate here. This is something I won't do. I'm not going to engage in a back and forth here. I am going to engage in a back and forth there. You're going to choose your decisions. You're going to make decisions. You're going to give. You're going to be able to receive because now you're a full functioning human being. And we all deserve being a full functioning human being. That's the thing that really got me was the whole self-worth issue. I don't deserve that. And we would feel good saying that. Like, see, I'm a good person because I don't feel like I deserve to be okay. I don't feel like I deserve to have that. Oh, I better be grateful because, you know, I just got something I wanted. And, you know, we are grateful. We're naturally grateful. We don't have to sit down and say, I'm being grateful right now. We get happy. We thank God all the time. We got to give ourselves more credit for the people we already are. But sitting down and saying, okay, I better be grateful or I'm going to lose everything, which I have heard people say. And I say, that sounds so contrived. How do you feel when you say that? Well, but if I'm not grateful, because we don't feel worth our own life. You are worth it. Not because I said so, because I didn't know I was worth it. But Christ said so. And then taught me what that even means. And that's why I'm here. Because I want you to know. I want you to know that somebody cares and it's bigger than me or bigger than anybody else you know. It's God. And to God, you're a big darn deal. And you're a big deal because you're from Him. And you're going to go back to Him. And being here is just a way for you to grow, and it's the hardest place to be. And already God's like, wow, you chose to go there. That's not an easy one. Great job for going. Now, while you're there, do what you need to do. And then come back and take a look at what you've done. Take a look at what you've learned. Take a look at how it felt to be veiled from love and finding it. Take a look at the decisions you make and see what you've learned from it. Take a look at the obstacles you faced and see how you overcame them. You will realize that you overcame a lot more than you ever thought. One time, and, you know, it's funny when I hear Christ talk kind of in modern times, but it started to become more and more as time went on. But one day he said, because people were filming everything, that if you filmed your life, you videoed, he said, your life for a whole day, a video camera just followed you and you were not aware it was there. And then you went to bed that night and you saw that in your head instead of what you normally say, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I got to wake up and make sure I don't forget, and blah, 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 you go through all this and then you fall asleep. But he was saying, you know, imagine someone showing you that video before you slept. You would find out that you had a much better day than you thought. And that's only one day of, you didn't even have time to forget yet what happened. But the things that we pull out and remember usually aren't the things that serve us well, because we walked right over a lot of the lessons. And in time, when we look back, we say, oh, you know what? That wasn't so bad. It takes us a while. That's why we say hindsight is 20/20. We would have known what to do then if we only had the time to think about it or see it. But if you were to see a video of your life every single night, find out that every single day had a lot more going on in it than you thought, even if you just stayed home that day. There isn't a wasted moment here. When we are done here, we're done. We don't need those days anymore to teach us. We came here, we learned what we needed to learn, and then we went back to basically check out our evolvement. So simple that it's scary to me how simple it is and how much of that simplicity we can't even handle because it's so clear. And it's beautiful. Even as I'm telling you about it, I feel calm. I feel absolutely like, oh, I could breathe all the way down to my toes. Because God's love, it's real. It's not just something to make you feel good for a minute or two or a day or two. It's real. It's there every single day of your life. Not just when you think it is or you remember it. It's like the sun. It's going to shine every day. It's going to be up in the sky every day, whether a cloud's covering it or not. You are a light of God. And you really are a light of God. And if you today do anything different, the different thing should be is like, wow, I really am a part of God. Wow. Overlook that. And that is the backbone of where my confidence in this life gets put into perspective. And I had a couple of other questions. One of them I'm going to do a show on about prayer from Maureen. And Maria Dulce asked the question too, which I will get to. But I just got in my ear that this show's already going to be over in about less than a minute. So, but I had to answer that question because every time I hear a soul tell me they feel small, something in me wants to fight the thoughts that put you there. The reason you don't feel things are falling into place is because those thoughts are not true. And if there is no truth, then it cannot propel. And that's why we get stuck. But truth will always propel you forward and you no longer need to think those thoughts. You guys, it's time to go. Have a great weekend. And I will see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.